right now. We are joined by a safety for the Minnesota Vikings. He's coming off a huge game. He had 6 tackles, 1 for a loss. He had a sack in Sunday's win over the Chargers. 18 tackles, 1 sack, 1 INT, 2 passes defensed in his first 2 career starts. A 2-time captain at Cal, a first-team All-Pac-12 player, the 125th pick overall in this past year's draft. Green Bay at Minnesota Sunday is an enormous game. Cameron Bynum is my guest. Cameron, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Let me ask you, so I know you're thinking about Green Bay, and I'm going to get there in a minute, but if you could, can you take me back to the Charger game? You're from Corona. You played your high school ball at Centennial. What was it like for you to start your second NFL game here in Los Angeles?
It was a blessing just to be able to go out there in front of my family and a bunch of people and know that I'm getting to start and have, obviously, a week to prepare and the whole season learning from so many good players and great coaches. And me just being able to go back home and feel prepared and know coming into that game knowing that I got to go make plays and fill in and do my part. So it was a blessing to be able to go out there and just have fun and help my team get a win.
Cameron Bynum joining us. You know, it's one thing to get the opportunity, but it's another to make the most of the opportunity. You came up huge. You had 6 tackles. You had a sack in the win. Can you take me through the sack? What did you see on that play? And then how good did it feel to get home and make that play?
Yeah, so during that play, we've been showing cover 3 a lot that game. So it looked to the quarterback, I'm sure it just looked like a normal cover 3, me coming down weak side. But there was a blitz called, so I was able to go shoot that B-gap. B-gap got covered, so I saw the A-gap open. So I just went right up the middle and ran straight in the quarterback. And it was a crazy feeling being able to, especially on third down, get the defense off the field and be able to flip the field for the offense and give us good field position coming up. So that felt good just being able to put my team in a position to go score and go get the win ultimately. That was the main goal.
Cameron Bynum joining us. No doubt. Listen, I understand that it's a next man up league, but at the same time, before the Ravens game in week 9, you get a call that Harrison Smith was going to miss that game and that you were going to start. You obviously want to stay ready and you're preparing like your number could be called at any time. But what do you remember about that phone call and kind of what went through you when you found out that that was going to be your time and your opportunity?
So I was just not waking up when he called me. So my DB coach, he called me while I was getting ready to go downstairs to get some breakfast. He said, "Hey, Cam, you're up." No nerves, no anything. I was just ready to go. I said, "Let's get it." And knew I was prepared. And that took pride in the weeks before I was even getting any snaps on defense, preparing as if I was a starter that week, just because you never know what could happen. So the reason I had no nerves and wasn't nervous at all is because I knew that my preparation these past weeks has been perfectly on point. So there's nothing more I could have done to get ready for that game. So I was able to just go out there and have fun.
We're talking to Cameron Bynum. All right, then. You didn't just fill in. You had 12 tackles. You had a diving interception late in the first half. A massive, massive performance in your first start. What are you going to remember most about that first game?
That we didn't do enough to win. That's probably the biggest thing. I know people give me a lot of compliments and talk about how well I played and how well we played, but we didn't get the win. So ultimately, I'm thinking about what more can I do moving forward. So whether it's a missed assignment I may have had or miscommunication, something that could have affected the team, that's mainly what I'm thinking of. The pick is cool and all. Good performance is cool, but I'm out there to win, so I got to do more.
Respect. Let's go back a little bit because you started 42 games at corner in college, and then you come to the NFL and you make that transition to safety. What has that process been like?
At first, I'm not going to lie, it was tough. Just getting out of the muscle memory of being corner for so long as far as, like, my eyes. And obviously, as a corner, you're more in man coverage. You're looking everything outside in, so it's a lot easier with your vision. So moving to safety, I had to learn how to communicate before and during the play and be able to open up my vision, be able to see on both sides of me because I'm obviously in the middle of the field at times. I'm in the slot, so I need to look at the number one receiver, but also look at the running back and the line of scrimmage. So I just had to break a lot of muscle memory with my eyes. And once I opened my vision, and obviously Coach Zim, he's a great DB coach, and being able to learn behind, obviously you guys know Harry and Xavier Woods, learned behind them, 2 vets, has been super helpful for me. So the development's been fun and learned a lot, but at first it was tough.
Cameron Bynum is joining us. All right, then. If we were to go back even further, I want to go back to the day you were drafted. Your reaction video from the shores of Big Bear Lake is incredible. It's one of the best things ever. What do you remember about getting that call that you were going to Minnesota? What was that moment like?
It felt surreal. It was just a giant wave of emotions, just knowing that you worked so hard for that, just for that one moment, and just the percentage of people that make it to the NFL is so small. So it didn't even fully hit me then, and I was still super emotional. So just knowing that the hard work paid off was a super relief. But on the other side, it was just like, okay, now the work is just now being started. I played, 12 years of football before that about, and my real career is just now starting. So it's a giant wave of excitement, but also let's get back to work. So there's a lot more to be done. So that was the wave of emotions, and it's just super exciting to know that I have a lot more football left in me.
So, Cam, what's that like when it becomes a job? I mean, it was always a responsibility, to be sure, and you put in a lot of time and made a lot of sacrifices. But when the thing flips from you're no longer, you know, playing youth football, you're no longer playing high school football, you're no longer even playing college football, now it is a job. It is football. What's that like when that switch goes?
It's a lot better, honestly. Now I don't have to worry about school. I don't have to worry about writing papers while studying film. So it makes it a lot easier to fully be invested in football. But it's also way more of a sense of urgency to get your stuff right and make sure you know everything possible on the whole defense, on special teams, because at the end of the day, a job can fire you anytime they don't need you. So that's the sense of urgency everybody needs to have in the NFL, like, so they can replace you anytime. So knowing that it's a business still, but also being thankful that football is the only thing you have to do during your day technically, so you have no excuse not to be ready and not to be on point with everything. So I enjoy it a lot more than college just because I get to fully watch tape for a living.
Cameron Bynum is joining us. I think that's well said. You also had a great college experience, I would imagine. I'm a UC guy myself. I went to UC Santa Barbara. Cal, I get this. I mean, this is really hard. It's a really challenging school academically.
Right.
And then you've got football on top of it. What about the college aspect? It's great now that you can just focus on the job, but did you enjoy your time in college? What was it like to go to Cal?
Oh, I enjoyed it like crazy. I love Cal. My thing I loved about it the most is the challenge of academics. That was really tough. You got to meet so many people that were just how we grind in football. People there grinding just as hard as us in the books. So it's crazy to just be around so many hardworking people, and it was inspiring. Then the football program at Cal, I loved it. Loved our coaching staff and everything around it. Just how many people were like working hard and actually loved the game versus just being there to enjoy a college experience. And that's how I really got close to especially certain people, the people that were fully invested in football and school and trying to be the best they can be in every aspect. So I think that's one thing that stood out and helped me enjoy it, that there's so many hardworking people around me.
Hey, Cam, tell me this. Like, maybe you were treated differently because you were a star athlete, but you and I are both SoCal guys. When you got up there, did you have any idea how much NoCal hates us down here in SoCal? Did you get any of that blowback?
Yeah, actually, I've been experiencing that for a while just because I had a lot of family in the Bay Area, and I'm from Southern California, so it was always a big old rivalry of, oh, SoCal has better athletes, NorCal is better food, all this. And it was just all type of beef, and SC hates Cal, Stanford hates UCLA, just everybody hates each other from North and South, so it was a funny dynamic because I was technically living in both areas.
Oh, I know this. And that's why I asked you, and I knew you would answer it like that. But the fact of the matter is, correct me if I'm wrong, we will never hate them as much as they hate us because we just don't care that much.
Exactly, yeah. NorCal people are kind of like obsessed with themselves. Like, think LA people think about them, and SoCal people think about them too much. And, yeah. SoCal all the way.
You nailed it. You nailed it, man. They're obsessed. They think that we think about them all the time, and we don't give a damn. We're just not thinking
exactly
about you
at all. We got warm weather and good, real beaches that you can hang out on. NorCal beaches are just water. Nobody's going to the beach out there to hang out.
The city by the bay. Okay, Frisco, whatever you say. So you're going to face fellow Cal alum Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. What is the key to stopping him or slowing him in the Packers offense? What do you see in the tape?
I think we got to focus on the whole offense. I know he's a great quarterback and a legend, all that, but there's still 10 other people on the field that have to do their job also. So I think we just have to play team defense and do our job. And don't try and do anything too special as individuals. And if we all, like, collectively do our job, I know it sounds cliche, but that's always the key to winning. You beat the guy in front of you, and now quarterback can't beat you. because that way your guy's beat, he can't get the ball. So that's the mentality I'm going into the game with, and everybody else on the defense also. We got to everybody do your own job, and everything else will take care of itself.
Dude, you're a pro. That was a great conversation. Cameron Bynum, safety for the Vikings, joining us. He's coming off a huge game. You've got Green Bay at Minnesota on Sunday. Cam, appreciate you very much. Great job. Good to have you on the show, and thanks for doing
it. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That was fun, man. A lot of fun. Good job. Really well done.